Not since 1979 has an uprising like this existed. It seems only fitting that Hosni Mubarak's announced resignation at the demand of Egypt's 18-day struggle for freedom should fall on the anniversary of another revolution. 32 years ago to the day, an Islamic revolution led by the late Ayatollah Khomeini toppled the U.S.-backed Shah of Iran. This marked the beginning of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Just north of Toronto, hundreds gathered at the Islamic Society of York region to mark the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. And the latest events in Egypt made it more relevant than ever. Phil Willeto, American peace activist and author of the book In Defense of Iran, spoke about what he called the West's continuous need to propagate myths about Iran, painting Iranians as fanatics, supporters of terrorism, and oppressors. But what he saw when he visited the country in 2007 was something entirely different.
If people are familiar with Iran, you know we had just a lovely time, embarrassingly beautiful time. It was almost like a vacation. And it was supposed to be this, you know, this journey through this, you know, foreboding, dangerous country where everybody walks up to you and says, oh, how are you? Thank you for visiting Iran. We're not terrorists.
The event highlighted the importance of keeping governments accountable to their people and not relenting in the fight against oppression and Western-backed imperialism. Cynthia McKenney, former U.S. Congresswoman and activist, emphasized the need to use recent events in Tunisia and Egypt as a catalyst to demand change in all parts of the world.
The progressive world, not just the people in Egypt and Tunisia, are celebrating. All of us are celebrating. And all of us in other parts of the world would like to have a real celebration where we can look at, particularly those of us in the United States, so that we can look at what's happening inside our country and say, we need change too.
Speeches were filled with congratulations for the people of Egypt. The message remains clear. No victory should be taken for granted. As Iranians continue to ensure that their government remains accountable to its people and free from foreign influence, for Egypt, this difficult task is just beginning. Janelle Amasa, Press TV, Toronto.